All right, to both say good morning, let's begin. So we're picking up page Kuf Lamid Vav. So if you remember again, the Piagetzna was introduced us to this idea, quoted the Gemara Maseches Pesachim by Hillel, where Hillel, speaking about the Jewish people, said that if we're not Nevi'im, we're B'nai Nevi'im. So the Piagetzna said, what exactly does that mean? So the Pasha Peshat could be, if we're not Nevi'im, we're B'nai Nevi'im. What does that mean? Then okay, even if I'm not a Navi, Baruch Hashem, I hail from Nevi'im. I hail from prophets. But the Piagetzna wanted to posit that there's something different over here, which is B'nai Nevi'im doesn't simply mean the sons of prophets, but rather, again, is remember the particular episode that Hillel was discussing, where there was a certain matter of halacha that was unclear. People weren't sure what to do. Hillel said, just observe the people. And when you see what the people do, ultimately we'll figure out what the right course of action is. So the Piagetzna positive, that's what it means to be B'nai Nevi'im. Prophets are ones who receive the direct word of God. The B'nai Nevi'im, we don't get transmissions from God, but intuitively we know what to do. Intuitively we know how to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Intuitively I know how to make my way back home. Intuitively I know how to find Kiddusha. That's what B'nai Nevi'im means. Ach, he goes on, he says, ach, it's the second to last paragraph on the page. Ach, mashmos tevos. B'nei ha-Nevi'im, shalom nikru tamidei Nevi'im kipshatan. So remember again, it doesn't say tamidei Nevi'im, right? It doesn't speak about the students of prophets. Efshar, shukimo shekorim le'ish shiyachol l'mod harbe landen. So I say this is such an amazing observation. So he says, if somebody really knows how to learn, and learns a lot, we call such a person a landen. A landen, right? A learned person. Ulishar anoshim she'inam yecholim harbe rak ma'at korim b'nei Torah. So it's interesting. What do we call people? Well, good Jews. Good Jews. They try, right? They put in their effort. They're not the greatest lamdonim, right? They're not the greatest lamidi chachamim. We call them b'nei Torah. So what's the pshat? Gamkin b'shem b'nei mechanim osam. So we call, just like you have B'nai Nevi'im, you have B'nai Torah. Shehu lahoros al etzem ha'ish. When you call someone a Ben Torah, what you're doing is you're making a qualitative statement about who they are on the inside. He says, Gam B'nai Mechanim Osim, Shehu lahoros al etzem ha'ish. Kimo muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. Just like Chazal used the Lashon of, when someone reaches a certain level of righteousness, muftachlo, such a person is promised that he is a ben olam haba. What does it mean to be a ben olam haba? Shenem ashmos sha'aviv ba'olam haba v'hu beno. Right? It doesn't ultimately, again, it doesn't mean to say that his father is an olam haba or that olam haba is his father. Ela al ha'etzem shalom. Rather, what is referring to who over here is a person's essence. Shehu ben ha'olam haba. So when we call someone a ben olam haba, what are we saying? When you're a son of olam haba, your essence is one of olam haba. Your essence is good enough that you have a chilek in olam haba. V'zeu gama inyan b'kinui b'nei Torah. That's what it means when someone is a ben Torah. Does Ben Torah mean that I'm the greatest Talmud Chacham? Does Ben Torah mean that I'm the greatest scholar? No, that's a lamdom. That's a lamdom. A B'nai Torah means, as ha'anoshim she'echolim v'lmod chumash u'ma'at gemara she'korim osam B'nai Torah. Lo es ha'ma'at Torah sam bilvad mitzayin u'magbila kinoi hazeh rakam es kol atzmusam she'inam misnagim ka'anoshim gasim v'amei ha'aretz. So we'll say, so to be a Ben Torah means that in my essence, in my gestalt, who I am shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a connection to God. That's what it means to be a Ben Torah. Am I the greatest Talmud Chacham? Do I have the greatest amount of Torah knowledge? I might only know some Chumash, a little bit of Gemara, but a Ben Torah means my essence is Ruchnius. My essence is a Dveikus Bashem. My essence ultimately is one of connection. You're supposed to just understand the etymological impact of this. You know, it's interesting. You could be a little bit of a lot of things. the one thing you either are or you're not is someone's child, right? Either I am the son of my parents or I'm not the son of my parents. Meaning, I could like my parents, not like my parents, get along with my parents, not get along with my parents. Those are all variables. But halacha l'maisa, that relationship is absolutely definite. So what the Piagetan is positing is something really amazing. That when you are a ben Torah, what is that saying? That's saying that my relationship with Torah and my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolute. It's in my essence. Does it mean I'm the greatest Talmud Chacham? Not necessarily. What does it mean when I'm a Ben Olam Haba? So Ben Olam Haba means that I am someone ultimately whose essence is Shaykh Tolam Haba. Does it mean that I'm perfect? Absolutely not. But if you ask me where I want to try to get to in life with all of my essence, it's Olam Haba. Who are the Bnei HaNeviim? So the prophets are the ones who receive the direct word of God. The Bnei HaNeviim are the ones who intuitively understand the Ratzon Hashem. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. But in their essence, they're Shaykh to the Dvar Hashem. It's an incredible, incredible definition. V'kinui zeh Bnei Torah k'neged ha'kinui ame ha'aretz. So this is amazing. What's the opposite of a Ben Torah? Right? So if a Ben Torah is someone ultimately, you remember, we'll say Ben Torah, we often use Ben Torah and Lamdan synonymously. Right? We often assume a Ben Torah is someone who's really steeped and good in learning. Says the Piagetan, no. That's a Lamdan. Who's a Ben Torah? A Ben Torah is someone whose essence is embedded in Torah. Someone whose essence is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you ask me what I want on the inside, if you ask me what I want out of myself, out of my life, it's a Dveikus Bashem. What's the opposite of a Ben Torah? Is an Am Haaretz. Is an Am Haaretz. I will say, now this is very interesting, because normally we would actually assume that the opposite of Am Haaretz is what? Which two terms would we normally put together? Ben, right? So before this, I would have thought London, right? You have a London. Excuse me. A Lamdin is someone who learns a lot, and an Am Haaretz is someone who's ignorant. So the Piagetan says, no. The opposite of an Am Haaretz is actually a Ben Torah. Shagam Kain, lo ha'eder yidi'asam batorah bilvad, mitzayin rak es hisana ha'gusam, shenogim bagasus, kemoshim va'eres ha'gimara, ezu Am Haaretz, lo b'chos yidi'asam bilvad, rak behisana ha'gusam, She'inu maniach tefillin, she'tap of kof lamazayin, she'inu megadol hazban of l'Torah. Suppose, listen to this. What's an Am Haaretz? So Chazal do not simply we often think the definition of an Am Haaretz is someone who does not possess Torah knowledge. Says the Gemara, that's part of it, but there's a fundamental attitudinal flaw that exists in the Am Haaretz. He is someone, ultimately, again, who is arrogant. He is someone who does not put on tefillin. He's someone who does not raise his sons in a Torah Dika atmosphere and towards a Torah Dika life. That's an Am Haaretz. So it's what you begin to see. That an Am Haaretz is not a function of knowledge. It's not a function of knowledge. It's a function of attitude. At the end of the day, where are my priorities? At the end of the day, what type of lifestyle I lead? What type of children am I raising? What's important to me? These are the things that ultimately contribute towards an Am Haaretz. Vav she'ikaro al ha'idr yidi'aso batorah nikra Am Haaretz. And even though, again, primarily we define an Am Haaretz as someone who does not possess Torah knowledge, mikomakum kivan she'bishvil zeh kol atzmo v'han ha'gaso garua Al shem kol atzma mikra. So remember again. So this is amazing. So if that's the case, that an Am Haaretz is not just about an absence of Torah knowledge, but that an Am Haaretz is about a flawed attitude and flawed priorities. So why do we identify an Am Haaretz so much as someone who's ignorant of Torah? Piagetan, it's very simple, because it's the absence of Torah in his life that ultimately, again, opens the door for all of these other negative behaviors. Because the Am Haaretz doesn't have Torah, right? Because he does not possess Torah, then at the end of the day, that is why halacha lemaisa, he doesn't raise his children in the right way. That is why ultimately, again, he doesn't put on tefillin. That is why, again, he doesn't have the right priorities. All of that. But again, lest you think that the definition of the Amaretz is only someone who does not possess Torah knowledge, you're selling him short. Just like the Ben Torah is someone ultimately who may not possess so much knowledge, but possesses the right attitudes and hashkafas and priorities, the Amaretz is not just simply someone who lacks knowledge, but as a result of that lack of knowledge, his attitudes, and ultimately, again, his goals and aspirations, his life hierarchy is flawed as well. So we'll stop over for a second. We'll pick up with this concept. But what's dramatically amazing about this is that you see that in life, the knowledge you possess is only as important as the attitudes it informs. You know, we all know this. A person could possess a voluminous amount of Torah and be morally and spiritually bankrupt. Conversely, a person could go ahead and possess a smaller amount of Torah and yet be exceptionally pious and wise. If a person possesses no Torah, it's hard to be any of those things, because the shaila is then what informs who you are and what you are. But again, I will say, but this is the amazing part. The amount of Torah knowledge we absorb is only one part of the equation. How we allow it to shape our attitudes and our outlooks and our hashkafas, that's the real thing. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up in Meretz HaShem and Kof Lam Zayin tomorrow.
Are you sure?